Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie and 51551 is our text number. And Evelyn Noonan has contacted us. Evelyn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you?
I've had a bad week, let's put it that way.
Okay, and has there been a misunderstanding, Evelyn, or it's... Explain to us what's happened.
Yeah, your voice sounds very low, Joe.
Okay. Explain to us what happened, Evelyn. We covered this story on Monday on the programme. We didn't mention any other grave, of course, but it was the story of Shea Bradley, who was buried tomorrow last week. And there was a video that went viral of the fact that Shea had recorded before his death some words to come out of the coffin, and people were taken aback. But you were surprised to see your husband's grave on all over the place. How did that happen, Evelyn?
Yeah, my husband, his headstone was only put down, it would have been the day that gentleman died.
Oh, would it? Okay.
And when we went up on Sunday to the graveyard, and we were delighted to see a grave filled beside my husband's, and it looked lovely. Mm-hmm. And when there's a headstone just standing on its own, and there's still empty graves, you're half afraid, like, it could get damaged.
Okay.
So when we came home on Sunday, my son got a text message from a friend telling him to look up something on his phone.
Okay.
And when he... I don't understand these highfalutin phones.
Yeah, I understand.
Phones, And that incident took place with the dad and the son arranged so that his wife and the rest of the children and grandchildren wouldn't be crying at the grave or crying leaving the graveyard. And that's their right. What they want to do, that's their right. I'm not objecting to that.
Yeah.
But they took my husband's grave in with all the videos that they took, and the still photograph of my husband's headstone appeared in a daily paper, not our own national papers. Mm-hmm. They put the article in, but they didn't put the still photographs of the headstone. But one particular paper did.
Mm.
And
I'm looking at the YouTube video now, which has been seen 500,000 times.
Yeah.
And is that your husband's, that brand new headstone is right beside that grave?
It's right beside that grave next to it.
A loving memory for Nicky with the Celtic cross on it.
Yes, it is, yes.
Now there are people standing on that grave.
There are people standing on it.
A lot of people standing on that grave.
And
Is that what upset you, Evelyn?
Apart from that upsetting us, we had to watch when we looked at the videos that they had put up on whatever it is, Facebook
YouTube
or whatever. That we had to look at an open hole with a coffin just beside my husband's. My husband only died in June. And my son, my youngest son and my daughter, they're finding it hard to cope as it is. And so am I. It's too raw for us still to have to watch that. And then they were all breaking their hearts laughing naturally. They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And the still photograph that was taken off my husband's headstone appeared in a local paper. And I got phone calls from friends and my sister when she opened the paper and saw it. She got upset. And she rang me and she said, I got the, can I mention the paper?
Yeah, of course,
My son has contacted them, and they have taken it down.
Okay.
And he demanded an apology. Now, our own national papers printed the article, but they did not print the still photograph of the headstone. And it was the Daily Mail paper.
Okay, and have they taken down the photograph?
Yes, my young son.
You see, because I'm looking at the video now, which I presume the Bradley family posted. Well, they did, because Jonathan was talking to us on Monday.
Yeah.
But I see your sensitivity now, and I think it is, and I understand the grief of the Bradley family, but there's quite a number of people, and you wouldn't know it unless you, sorry, you would when you look at it, it's clear now. I see your, by the way, your husband's headstone is beautiful, by the way. Really nice and dignified. And obviously brand new. But they're all standing on your husband's grave.
They are, yes.
And there are people with their hands in the pockets laughing and wondering.
Yes, and there was one particular photograph that really upset us. It was taken of the man that was buried. And it's beside my husband's headstone. You'd think he was leaning on it, and he's drinking a glass of wine. And anyone that didn't know my husband would think that that was my husband having a glass of wine at his headstone. It was very upsetting for the family. I'm still upset.
No one did it with any malicious intent, but it's just the insensitivity. And by the way, your husband's headstone features in almost every single shot in the video that was put up.
It does, yes.
Because there was no newspapers present at the funeral, obviously, of Shay Bradley, because they wouldn't have known until the video was posted about what was going on. So they obviously took the photograph from, is still in the video.
That was some comfort to his wife.
Yeah.
And that's what the man had in mind.
Okay.
That I'm not objecting to that. That they have a right to have their funeral the way they want.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can't see for the life of me what reason they had to take my husband's grave in with it all.
Okay.
And publicised it. And the reason I rang was so that could start a trend.
Okay.
And I wouldn't like anyone else to have the upset that we had looking at that.
And is there any rules in Bournemouth Brina Cemetery where they say, please, when you're paying your respects to your relative, please do not stand, because there is a major, we did it under a different, we were talking about graveyards, there is a major, I don't know if it's, I hope it's elsewhere, but there's a major issue in Ireland that you say, please, people know almost in our DNA, you do not walk on someone else's grave.
No, you don't, and they put down the green carpet to protect the grave. Like we had it all.
But should they not say, please, in paying your respects to your deceased relative or friend, please do not stand on anyone else's grave?
Yeah, they should have. And they obviously don't take into consideration. Yeah. None of those present at that obviously didn't take into consideration that my husband's only a few months dead and that we were still grieving. And it wasn't very pleasant to look at. Looking for a while at a coffin down in a hole beside my husband's.
Okay.
It was very upsetting.
And now, by the way, and again, I know people are grieving anyone. They were grieving for Shay Bradley. But the headstone clearly states that your husband only died earlier this year.
21st of June,
Really, this summer.
Yeah.
So what age was Nicky? I can nearly see.
He was 83.
Yeah,
and and I'd be 83 next week.
Oh, okay. And had he been unwell for long?
Yeah. He had a stroke and a bleed on the brain.
Okay.
And he got what was termed stroke-related dementia.
Right.
So we've had a very bad 2 years, and especially the last year, and the last couple of months were horrendous. So we didn't need that on top of it. I'm being honest with you. You know, so it was thoughtlessness on their part. It wouldn't have been, they obviously didn't think, you know, but I wouldn't like it to happen to anybody else.
And it's just a reminder.
And I would hate to think it would start a trend.
Okay, and just, and it's also,
That was the reason.
Okay, and you've said it with great dignity, Evelyn. You really have, you and your family, and I think, and in fairness, I know we spoke to Jonathan on Monday. There was no intent. There was just people probably got carried away a little bit. But just a reminder to people.
Yeah.
Graves are really important to people.
They're precious to the people.
Precious, yeah.
That's yes.
Okay.
And we, our graves being beside one another. I don't know the family, but we will meet. Obviously,
we'll meet. Yeah.
Yes, and that it was done without thought. You know, I thought that the dad was thinking of his wife and children being crying, and that something to cheer them up, that they'd go out laughing, not crying. But it went a bit too far. So I just would, I don't know if they're listening, but just to take into consideration anyone else that has any intentions of doing it, that the person's headstone and the grave you're standing on is someone that was loved very much.
Yeah.
And they're very upset and hurt about it, and I wouldn't like anyone else to.
And I think even, because it's so obvious in the video that I don't know who put it up, it was obviously someone that was at the funeral, it was so obvious in the video that they were standing on your husband's grave. That bit could have been edited out.
Yes.
Just to save, they shouldn't have stood on the grave. No one should, and they didn't do it deliberately.
Yeah.
But they should have edited that bit out.
Yeah, my son has contacted the newspaper. They've taken it down.
Okay, rightly
and
so.
And whatever, I'm not familiar with
YouTube and how you do
YouTube
it. I think it's up to the person who posted it. Yeah,
and they have taken it down as well.
Okay.
It went, I got phone calls even from Australia. It went worldwide. They nearly had 6,000 followers on it. You know, so they have to take into consideration when they're doing something in their graveyard that that person has family that are still grieving and hurting. And just have some compassion for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I can.
Joe.
The problem is, I'm totting up all the different people that retweeted, so to speak, the video, and you're talking about 500,000 at this stage all over the world. And Bill Brooks, you just want to make a quick point.
How you doing?
You want to offer your sympathy to Evelyn, obviously.
I do, Evelyn. I'm very sorry for your loss. My father is actually just down a little bit from your husband's grave.
Okay.
And my dad died last year, and was a very upsetting time for everybody. So I've actually admired your headstone from afar, but I do sympathise and I do agree with what you're saying and where you're coming from. You know, what, you know, people standing on your husband's grave is a bit disrespectful, but I don't think there was any intention by the family or Shay to disrespect your husband or anyone whatsoever. I don't think it was, but I do understand where you're coming from, because when I kind of thought about it, listened to you on the radio, saying, Jesus, if that was my father's grave, I'd be a bit annoyed or upset about it as well, you know. But sorry if you lost, and I just wanted to say I give you a bit of support now anyway.
And you'll meet hopefully up in...
We probably will at some stage,
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, thanks very much, Joe.
And just see on your text here, Bill, my dad was a... My dad.
My dad was a hero, yeah. My dad was my hero. He's my sister's hero. My dad was 92 years of age when he passed away, Joe.
Wow.
And he was ill health, but he was a fantastic man.
Great.
A very knowledgeable man, fantastic man. Idolised my father. I miss him dearly.
Well done, Bill. And his name was John.
Thanks,
his name was John.
Thank you so
John
much.
Brooks.
You're very welcome, Evelyn. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too, Bill.
Yeah.
And Evelyn, your husband was Nicholas Nicky. And what? How long were you married, Evelyn?
64 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You married on the 8th of October.
You married very young.
19.
And where did you meet?
In the roller rink in off Grafton Street, Drury Street, when we were only 13 or 14.
The rolling rink?
On a Sunday after. Yes, there was a roller rink in Drury Street.
What's a roller rink?
And it used to be on a Sunday afternoon.
And what would you be on?
Roller skates.
Oh, skates, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's visioning you rolling around the floor. And you were on skates and he was on skates?
Yeah.
And you told him when he came up to you to get on his skates and get lost, or was it instantaneous?
No, we loved skating, and he was very good at skating. And,
wow.
And we knew one another, and then as teenagers, when we start going out together. And
wow.
Yeah. So then we married and had four children.
Well done.
Yeah. And we...
And he was good on skates, and you were good on skates.
Yeah.
Does that mean the two of you, as you got older, went on to dancing and that? Both of you were good on your feet?
Yes, we were, yeah.
Great. And you liked dancing?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Dancing days are over.
Yeah, but the memories are still there, Evelyn. You're obviously
there's lovely good memories, you know.
Yeah. And when did you tell me your birthday was?
The 28th of October.
Okay. That's... Yeah. When is that? Next Friday, Saturday? When? I haven't got my diary.
Yeah, it's next week anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And this is your fourth birthday without Nicholas.
It is, yeah.
Okay. And did he celebrate your birthday? Was he good? Did you remember?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Well, he was good. He was good at remembering.
Yeah, all the occasions. That empty chair will always be there.
Yeah.
You know that's the bad thing about losing your partner.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, that empty chair is always there. You're always alone, even in the crowd.
Yeah. You sound like you have a gorgeous family between the two of you, yourself and Nicholas.
You know, he was a very good dad, a good husband, and good man. Yeah.
Where did he work? Did he?
He worked in the ESB.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, God rest him. And as you say, like so many families now, you had a difficult last few years because he got stroke-related dementia and needed 24-hour care. But all the family were there for him, and you're there for him now, and you're reminding people. You're making an overall point, but you've done it in such a dignified way.
I didn't make the call to because that family...
I know you didn't.
Yeah, it was just to... And in case it started a trend, to let people know.
Okay, and people
Take in someone else's headstone and grave.
And people can hear that beauty. I'd hear that gentility in your voice, Yvonne. By the way, Evelyn, who, going back 64 years, when the two of you were on the skates in Drury Street, which is now a car park, and the roller rink in Judy Street, who asked each other out first?
He asked me out.
Did he? Okay.
He asked me would I like to go to the pictures.
Okay.
Not the cinema in those days.
Pictures, I know. And do you remember where'd you go? To the Mero or the Green or what was around then?
No, we went to the Leinster.
Yeah.
And the Rialto.
You don't remember the movie now, do you?
Gosh, no.
Well, it's Gone with the Wind or whatever.
No, it would have been a Western or a musical.
That's what you loved, was it?
Yeah, that's what we both loved, musicals or westerns.
Oh, brilliant.
He still loved to watch the black and white westerns on the television.
Yeah.
There was a station that used to have still does
non-stop.
Yeah, he used to love to watch those.
Okay, Evelyn, on the one hand, happy birthday next week.
Thank you, Joe.
I know it'll be a happy time for you and your family, but it'll be...
Yeah.
And by the way, it's obvious, you won't be waiting until next week to remember Nikki, because you remember every single hour of every single day.
And I wish that other family, wife and children, all the best, because they've a long road ahead of them till they can cope.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so I had no malice against them whatsoever. Okay. That's what they want to do for their funeral, and if that's right, it's just that they went a bit too far.
Okay, you're a gorgeous woman, Evelyn. Jonathan Bradley has contacted us. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Evelyn.
Okay.
Hello, Joe.
Jonathan is the person you'll meet because he is the son of Shay in the grave next year. Did you hear everything that Evelyn said, which overall was very dignified?
I have the gist, and I just wanted to come on behalf of the family and offer my sincerest apologies for any offence caused, Evelyn. It was certainly not our intention at all.
Okay.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Really, really sorry about that. I didn't think when we done it, and the way we were standing around, we were sort of put there at the funeral time by the grave diggers. That's where everything was sort of set up for us. We meant absolutely no disrespect whatsoever.
No, I understand that, and that's your right to have your funeral.
Yeah.
The way you wanted it, and your dad was obviously, his intentions were very good, that he didn't want his wife and children crying. I appreciate that.
Okay, Jonathan, but, so as I said earlier, Jonathan, first of all, I thought Evelyn made her points very, very, and she kept offering condolences to your family. I made the point that there was absolutely no, you could hear it in your voice on Monday, there would have been no malice intended whatsoever. That just everything was a very different event that happened, and there was no upset intended, and it's unfortunate that Evelyn initially was upset, and she's made a point, and she's reminding us all. Jonathan, you were in the middle of grieving, so I completely understand, but just to remind us all that when we're in graveyards, and you'll know, Evelyn hopefully will meet Jonathan and each other's family, because you're buried, your loved ones, your heroes are buried side by side. So you now know who is beside the family, and you can meet and embrace, because that's what you're doing here today. Jonathan, you mind yourself. Jonathan, I'm very conscious that your dad is just over a week dead, so you mind yourself, would you please?
Yeah.
And Evelyn, she offered...
And I appreciate you...
Just for Evelyn for us to know, it was the whole thing was meant as a private family joke. It went viral based on the video that went out, and I didn't even realise that it was going to take such traction.
We're
sorry about that, Evelyn.
Okay.
Yes,
you're
I appreciate that, okay. And thank you very much.
And thank you both again. Evelyn, condolences on the death of dear Nicky after 64 years married and a long number of years before that since you met in the roller rink. And Jonathan, again, condolences on Shay, your dad's passing. 51551.